We didn't choose Jesus. I didn't choose to preach. He chose me. You didn't choose Jesus to do what you're doing if you're following Jesus. He chose you and commissioned you. And every one of us been chosen and commissioned by him. Come on. And he said, I commissioned you to do what? Go into the world and be empty and just be out there clowning. Acting like the world, talking like the world, living like the world. That's what he chose you to do. Go out there and just mingle in. Oh, that's not in there, is it? Huh. But I've chosen, but what commissioned you to go into the world to bear fruit. To do what? Bear fruit. To do what? And what happened after you bear fruit? And your fruit will last. Why will it last? Because whatever you ask of my Father, for my sake, he will give it to you. And we say stuff like this. Well, can't never tell what the Lord will do. It's all in his hand. So he's going to come down and bear fruit for you. Somebody need to be prayed for. He's coming down. He's going to pray for him for you. Now, we can't never tell what he's going to do. No. He sent you forth to bear fruit. What is being fruitful? What do you understand what it means to be fruitful? What is fruit bearing? What you see fruit as? I see it as increase. Something being produced. That's good when it comes from the Spirit of God. Amen? All right. Turn, give me Genesis 1:28. This is going to have to be in the King James. Passion don't have this one. Genesis 1:28. And God did what? Come on, let's read together. God blessed them. And God said unto them, what? Be what? Fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God did what? Blessed them. Then turned around and multiplied them. Said, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Anybody ever been in school long enough to find out the difference between multiplication and addition? Which one counts up the fastest? He could have said add, but he said what? Multiply. Replenish the earth. Refill it. Fill it, fill it, fill it. Fill the earth. Subdue it. Control it. Have the dominion over it. What's good? Why do we hear all this stuff? God's in control. Did he change his mind? Did he give it to Adam and his descendants and took it back? No, he came when Adam's crazy self gave it away. And he had to come back. That's what this Jesus is all about, becoming our friend. He had to come and take it back from the devil and give it back to us. And we still saying, God's in control. No, he gave it back to you because he said, go. When he finished his work, now you go in all the world and preach the gospel. Teach and preach. Didn't you say it? Yeah. But we trying to send him. Go, God, you go to the hospital And God, you go down that corner of the street. And God, you go over here. We're trying to send him. He told you to go. Now, who are we going to follow? Or what qualifies us to disqualify somebody? Because of their present circumstances and their present condition. Where do I gain the authority and to disqualify somebody because they got a problem? Huh? No. And disqualify them for the love of God. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. Hallelujah. What? How can I make a decision? I ain't fooling with him. He old nasty drunker. You old no good this and you old no good that. Your mama no good, your daddy no good, and I ain't fooling with you. I'm not fooling with you. What qualified me to turn my nose up when he didn't turn his nose up as stinky as I was? And messed up as I was. He didn't turn his nose up. He didn't walk away from me. He gave himself while I was still messed up. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's go back to John Gospel 15. John 15. Verse 16 of the same Passion of Scripture, of the Passion Translation. Verse 16 says, you didn't choose me, but I have what? Chosen you and what? Commissioned you to go and bear fruit, right? And your fruit should last because whatever you ask the Father for my sake, he will give it to you. So this is my what? Parting command. Love one another real shadow. Deeply. Do what? Love one another deeply. Through my love, I gave you everything. I didn't hold anything back. But you will find it, talking about his love, by abiding in me and my words abiding in you. That's how you're gonna take possession of this. Hallelujah. My words, listen to this. My words are filled full of who I am. And when you get them on the inside of you, that is in your heart, my words will come alive. And who I am, and I will become a reality to you. That's when I can live through you in a powerful way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.